Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible. Today is Wednesday, March 1st, day 60 in our journey through the Bible. My name is John from Somerset, New Jersey, and we are reading through the Bible.
Thank you, John, and welcome again to everyone out there. This is the Daily Radio Bible, and we are doing what we do every day. We're taking some time in God's Word. We're letting God's Word take some time on us, and oh, how we need that. In fact, every day, people from all around the world are gathering together here to join in on this journey through the Word. And what a journey it is, where God roots us in our new identity in Christ. And that, my friend, is good news. Today, we're going to do that in the book of Numbers, chapters 28 and 29. And then we go on to Mark's Gospel, back to Mark, chapter 8. We're reading through the New Living Translation. Let's jump right in. Numbers chapter 28. The Daily Offerings. The Lord said to Moses, "Give these instructions to the people of Israel. The offerings you present as special gifts are a pleasing aroma to me. They are my food. See to it that they are brought at the appointed times and offered according to my instructions. Say to the people, 'This is a special gift you must present to the Lord as your daily burnt offering.' You must offer a one-year-old male lamb with no defect. Sacrifice one lamb in the morning and the other in the evening. With each lamb you must offer a grain offering of 2 quarts of choice flour mixed with 1 quart of pure oil of pressed olives. This is a regular burnt offering instituted at Mount Sinai as a special gift, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. Along with it you must present the proper liquid offering of 1 quart of alcoholic drink with each lamb. Pour it out on the holy place as an offering to the Lord. Offer the second lamb in the evening with the same grain offering and liquid offering. It too is a special gift, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. On the Sabbath day, sacrifice 2 one-year-old male lambs with no defects. They must be accompanied by a grain offering and 4 quarts of choice flour moistened with olive oil and a liquid offering. This is the burnt offering that is to be presented each Sabbath day, in addition to the regular burnt offerings and its accompanied liquid offering. On the first day of the month, present an extra burnt offering to the Lord of 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 one-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. These must be accompanied by grain offerings of choice flour moistened with olive oil, 6 quarts with each bull, 4 quarts with the ram, and 2 quarts with each lamb. This burnt offering will be a special gift, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. You must also present a liquid offering with each sacrifice, 2 quarts of wine for each bull, 1/3 of a gallon for the ram, and 1 quart for each lamb. Present this monthly burnt offering on the first day of each month throughout the year. On the first day of each month, you must also offer 1 male goat for a sin offering to the Lord. This is in addition to the regular burnt offering and its accompanying liquid offering. On the 14th day of the first month, you must celebrate the Lord's Passover. On the following day, the 15th day of the month, a joyous 7-day festival will begin, but no bread made with yeast may be eaten. The first day of the festival will be an official day for a holy assembly, and no ordinary work may be done on that day. As a special gift, you must present a burnt offering to the Lord, 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 one-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. These will be accompanied by grain offerings of choice flour moistened with olive oil, 6 quarts with each bull, 4 quarts with the ram, 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs. You must also offer a male goat as a sin offering to purify yourselves and make yourselves right with the Lord. Present these offerings in addition to your regular morning burnt offerings on each of the 7 days of the festival. This is how you must prepare the food offering that is presented as a special gift, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. These will be offered in addition to the regular burnt offerings and liquid offerings. The 7th day of the festival will be another official day for holy assembly, and no ordinary work may be done on that day. At the festival of harvest, when you present the first of your new grain to the Lord, you must call an official day for holy assembly, and you may do no ordinary work on that day. Present a special burnt offering on that day as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. It will consist of 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 one-year-old male lambs. These will be accompanied by grain offerings of choice flour, moistened with olive oil, 6 quarts with each bull, 4 quarts for the ram, and 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs, Also offer one male goat to purify yourselves and make yourselves right with the Lord. Prepare these special burnt offerings along with their liquid offerings in addition to the regular burnt offerings and its accompanying grain offerings. Be sure that all the animals you sacrifice have no defects. Numbers 29. Offerings for the Festival of Trumpets. Celebrate the Festival of Trumpets each year on the first day of the appointed month in early autumn. You must call an official day for holy assembly, and you may do no ordinary work. On that day, you must present a burnt offering as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. It will consist of one young bull, one ram, and 7 1-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. These must be accompanied by grain offerings of choice flour, moistened with olive oil, 6 quarts with the bull, 4 quarts with the ram, and 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs. In addition, you must sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering to purify yourselves and make yourselves right with the Lord. These special sacrifices are in addition to your regular monthly and daily burnt offerings, and they must be given with their prescribed grain offering and liquid offerings. These offerings are given as a special gift to the Lord, a pleasing aroma to Him. 10 days later, on the 10th day of the same month, you must call another holy assembly. On that day, the Day of Atonement, the people must go without food and must do no ordinary work. You must present a burnt offering as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. It will consist of 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 7 1-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. These offerings must be accompanied by the prescribed grain offering of choice flour moistened with olive oil, 6 quarts of choice flour with the bull, 4 quarts of choice flour with the ram, and 2 quarts of choice flour with each of the 7 lambs. You must also sacrifice 1 male goat for a sin offering. This is in addition to the sin offering of regular atonement and the regular daily burnt offering with its grain offering and their accompanied liquid offerings. 5 days later, on the 15th day of the same month, you must call another holy assembly of all the people, and you may do no ordinary work on that day. It is the beginning of the Festival of Shelters, a 7-day festival to the Lord. On the first day of the festival, you must present a burnt offering as a special gift, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. It will consist of 13 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 1-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. Each of these offerings must be accompanied by a grain offering of choice flour, moistened with olive oil, 6 quarts for each of the 13 bulls, 4 quarts for each of the 2 rams, and 2 quarts for each of the 14 lambs. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offerings with its accompanied grain offering and liquid offering. On the 2nd day of this 7-day festival, sacrifice 12 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 1-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by its prescribed grain offering and liquid offering. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering and its accompanied grain offering and liquid offering. On the 3rd day of the festival, sacrifice 11 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 1-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by its prescribed grain offering and liquid offering. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering with its accompanied grain offering and liquid offering. On the 4th day of the festival, sacrifice 10 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 1-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by its prescribed grain offering and liquid offering. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offerings with its accompanied grain offering and liquid offering. On the 5th day of the festival, sacrifice 9 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 1-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by its prescribed grain offering and liquid offering. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering with its accompanied grain offering and liquid offering. On the 6th day of the festival, sacrifice 8 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 1-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by its prescribed grain offering and liquid offering. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offerings with its accompanied grain offering and liquid offering. On the 7th day of the festival, sacrifice 7 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 1-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by its prescribed grain offering and liquid offering. You must also sacrifice 1 male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offerings with its accompanied grain offering and liquid offering. On the eighth day of the festival, proclaim another holy day. You must do no ordinary work on that day. You must present a burnt offering as a special gift, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. It will consist of one young bull, one ram, and 7 1-year-old male lambs, all with no defects. Each of these offerings must be accompanied by its prescribed grain offering and liquid offering. You must also sacrifice one male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering with its accompanied grain offering and liquid offering. You must present these offerings to the Lord at your annual festivals. These are in addition to the sacrifices and offerings you present in connection with vows, or as voluntary offerings, burnt offerings, grain offerings, liquid offerings, or peace offerings. So Moses gave all these instructions to the people of Israel as the Lord had commanded. Mark chapter 8. Jesus feeds 4,000. About this time another large crowd had gathered, and the people ran out of food again. Jesus called his disciples and told them, "I feel sorry for these people, for they have been here with me for 3 days, and they have nothing left to eat. If I send them home hungry, they will faint along the way, for some of them have come a long distance." His disciples replied, "How are we supposed to find enough food for them to eat out here in the wilderness?" Jesus asked, "How much bread do you have?" "7 loaves," they replied. So Jesus told all the people to sit down on the ground. He took the 7 loaves, thanked God for them, and broke them into pieces. He gave them to his disciples, who distributed the bread to the crowd. A few small fish were found too. So Jesus also blessed these and told the disciples to distribute them. They ate as much as they wanted. Afterward, the disciples picked up 7 large baskets of leftover food. There were about 4,000 men in the crowd that day, and Jesus sent them home after they had eaten. Immediately after this, he got into a boat with his disciples and crossed over to the region of Dalmanutha. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had arrived, they came and started to argue with him, testing him. They demanded that he show them a miraculous sign from heaven to prove his authority. When he heard this, he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why do these people keep demanding a miraculous sign? I tell you the truth, I will not give this generation any such sign." So he got back into the boat and left them, and he crossed to the other side of the lake. But the disciples had forgotten to bring any food. They had only 1 loaf of bread with them in the boat. As they were crossing the lake, Jesus warned them, "Watch out! Beware the yeast of the Pharisees and Herod." At this they began to argue with each other because they hadn't brought any bread. Jesus knew what they were saying, so he said, "Why are you arguing about having no bread? Don't you know or understand yet? Are your hearts too hard to take it in? Have you eyes? Can't you see? Have you ears? Can't you hear? Don't you remember anything at all? When I fed 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread, how many baskets left over did you pick up afterward?" 12, they said. "And when I fed the 4,000 with 7 loaves, how many large baskets of leftovers did you pick up?" 7, they said. "Don't you understand yet?" he asked them. When they arrived at Bethsaida, some people brought a blind man to Jesus, and they begged him to touch the man and heal him. Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. Then, spitting on the man's eyes, he laid his hands on him and asked, "Can you see anything now?" The man looked around. "Yes," he said, "I see people, but I can't see them very clearly. They look like trees walking around." Then Jesus placed his hands on the man's eyes again, and his eyes were opened. His sight was completely restored, and he could see everything clearly. Jesus sent him away, saying, "Don't go back into the village on your way home." Jesus and his disciples left Galilee and went up to the village near Caesarea Philippi. As they were walking along, he asked them, "Who do people say that I am?" "Well," they replied, "some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say you're one of the other prophets." Then he asked them, "But who do you say I am?" Peter replied, You are the Messiah. But Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. Then Jesus began to tell them that the Son of Man must suffer many terrible things and be rejected by the elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of religious law. He would be killed, but 3 days later he would rise from the dead. As he talked about this openly with his disciples, Peter took him aside and began to reprimand him for saying such things. Jesus turned around and looked at his disciples, then reprimanded Peter. "Get away from me, Satan," he said. "You're seeing things merely from a human point of view, not from God's." Then, calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said, "If any of you wants to be my followers, you must give up your own way. Take up your cross and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my message in these adulterous and sinful days, the Son of Man will be ashamed of that person when he returns in the glory of his Father with the heavenly angels." May God add his blessing to this, the reading of his word. Amen. Yeast can damage your hearing. Did you know that? Yeast can damage your vision. It can harden your arteries even. At least Jesus uses this as an illustration. He's told his disciples to beware the yeast of the Pharisees. And they haven't a clue about what he means. And Jesus says, "Don't you know or understand yet? Are your hearts too hard to take it in? Have you eyes, but can't you see? You have ears, can't you hear? Don't you understand anything at all?" It seems that yeast of the Pharisees can damage our hearing, our vision, and even our heart. So Jesus says, beware, be on guard, be vigilant. To keep that yeast out of your house, to keep that yeast out of your life. In Exodus, the children of Israel were told to remove all yeast from their home before celebrating the Passover. In order to celebrate this Passover meal, they had to get the yeast out of the house. Then they could sit down and enjoy this meal before them, a meal that was prepared from the hand of God, the result of his hand. His work, and not their own. That's what this represented. This yeast represents the Pharisees' teaching of self-righteousness, self-justification. It represents their trying to make themselves right by means of their own piety, their attempts at obedience to the law. Attempted obedience was never our means of justification. No. We must rid ourselves of this self-righteous yeast in order to receive the righteous feast and life that is offered to us in Christ. So Jesus says, beware this yeast, rid yourself of it, so that you can see clearly, so that you can hear clearly, so that your heart can be made new, and you can enjoy the meal that comes from his hand. A meal that is abundant and feeds multitudes, 4,000, 5,000, with more left over, basketfuls, as a matter of fact, left over. Friends, let's beware. Let's beware of the yeast of the Pharisees. Let's beware of trying to justify ourselves before God. Instead, let us look to our Passover lamb, prepared and offered to us out of the abundant and loving heart of our Father, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He took it away. Jesus took it away. And he offers us his life. He offers us this feast of life, even today, even now. But it must be received. It will not be earned. He earned it for us. And ours is to say thank you. So let that be the disposition of heart that we have today. Gratitude, thankfulness, Jesus took the bread and the cup, and he looked up to heaven and he gave thanks. So today, let's look up to heaven and give thanks for the unleavened bread, the bread without yeast, to the life that's given to us in Christ without yeast, without deceitfulness, without self-righteousness, without self-promotion, but rather with humility and kindness and grace. Let us receive from him all that he has for us today. That's the prayer of my own heart today, that I'll be on guard, I'll be aware, and that I'll be alive in him. That's a prayer I have for my own soul. That's a prayer I have for my family too, for my wife, my daughters, my son. And that's a prayer I have for you. May it be so. DailyRadioBible.com. That's where we're hanging our hat out here in the interwebs. And it's always such a blessing to find out about you, who you are, where you're from, how you stumbled upon this podcast. So if you got a moment, take it and let a body know. One new thing that we're doing here to help us to share how God is using his word in people's lives through this podcast is this thing called Testimony Tuesday. And if you'd like to be a part of that, it's pretty simple. All you need to do is send me a voice recording of how God has blessed your life through the word. Through this podcast, perhaps. Maybe it's a specific word that he shared with you as you were listening to the word. A word of gratitude, a word of courage, a word of peace that came upon your heart. Just tell us how the Lord is using the word of God in your life. It'll bless you and it will bless others. We're told that the redeemed of God should say so. They ought to let somebody know. So this is an opportunity for you to do that. As I said, all you have to do is send us a voicemail. You can do that right from your phone by recording a little voice message and sending it to me at hunter@dailyradiobible.com. Or you can go to our website and click on the voicemail link and send it that way. So what do you say? How about giving it a shot? Testimony Tuesday. Send me those testimonies right away and we'll have next week's testimony for us queued up and ready to go on Tuesday. Hey, if you would like to partner with the Daily Radio Bible, that is so appreciated and so needed. This ministry doesn't survive and thrive without partners like you who come alongside and say, hey, Hunter, I believe in this and I want to see it continue. Well, if that's you, we've made that pretty simple. You can go to dailyradiobible.com and click on the partner link. As a matter of fact, you can do that right from the app itself. Just click on the link that says donate there and you're off and running. So thank you for that. And if you'd like to sign up for our email newsletter, that's simple too. You can do that right from the app itself. Just click on the icon that says newsletter. And we'll send you about 2 emails a month. So we're not going to glut your inbox. And this will keep you up to date and informed about the happenings, the whereabouts, all the cool stuff that God's doing here at the Daily Radio Bible. One really cool thing next week is I'm heading to Orlando, Florida. I'm going to a school, a storytelling school put on by CREW, which was formerly Campus Crusade for Christ, and it's called Story Runners. What we study at this school are Bible stories. What they've done is they've coalesced 42 stories from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. It's a way of chronologically telling the Bible orally to oral cultures. You know, so much of the world is not literate. And the primary way in which most of the world makes sense of the world is through stories. And this is just a way to help learn how to do that. And I'm prayerfully asking God about how he might use this passion of mine to take the Bible to the world, to take the oral Bible to all people. So I'm excited about that, and I appreciate all your prayers about that. May God help me and help this ministry to be more creative, to be more innovative, to be more courageous in proclaiming his word. Well, hey, friends, we've done it again. We have spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be here. Until that time, let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let his joy be our strength. And let's remember this, that you are loved. No doubt about it. All right, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You take care.